right, ladies, shall we get down to business?
Let's do it. All right, welcome to September. I don't know, this year I think flew by. I'm really hoping it gets to fall sooner rather than later. I'm kind of done with summer, but I know people on the West Coast are definitely done with summer because they are going through a heat wave. Absolute heat wave. Like, cause people in California are complaining about the plus 100 degree weather, and California's running out of water. Fun times, but not to the same point as where is it, Jackson, Mississippi, where they have no water, like none.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, nobody cares because it's black people, but yes, it is terrible. They have literally been giving them bottled water. It's not like it's dirty water, not like Flint where the water's dirty. There's like they turn on the pipe and nothing comes out.
That's crazy. But how come? Where did it go?
I don't know. My question is, if we've sent, I think at this point, $9 billion to Ukraine, we can't spare however much.
Girl, listen.
I know it's like the federal government can't get, because I mean, all those things, those water, electricity, because there's rolling blackouts in California, water, electricity, gas, all of that is at the state level. So I get that. It's the state mismanaging their money. That's why it's messed up. But you're telling me the federal government that's spending all this money and sending it to another country can't funnel some of that money to the states that need it?
So it's just that one city in Mississippi?
Yeah.
88% black.
Which is why they're not doing anything.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Where's that Kanye? Anyways, I don't want to bring him up. But anyways, where is he?
This Kanye. That is this Kanye. Yes, it is. Every white producer in that news studio had to have the shock face on. Jaws hit the floor. Mike Myers' jaw hit the floor.
Poor Mike Myers.
This is the same Kanye. Kanye has always been the person that's just like, why would you say that right now? It's true, but god dang, I don't think this is appropriate right now in this moment. But it doesn't matter because he's still saying it.
Well, that's right. True. He will say whatever he feels like saying. Yes.
Let's say the water pressure has been restored, but there's a boil water advisory in effect.
Because the pipes are probably...
It just happened last night. It's not like it's been forever.
Just last night they got the water pressure back. But yeah. It's not a long-term solution. Whatever they did to fix it isn't going to work forever.
I want to figure out what the hell the problem was, because I didn't even hear about this. It's so sad.
I don't know. It was all over my news feed. Well, I guess it just depends. Yeah, so there's that. And then... the rolling blackouts that might happen in California if people don't like regulate their electricity, but it's so hot, so everyone wants to use the air conditioner, so who knows what's going to happen there. And then on the other side of the world, England has a new, or the United Kingdom has a new prime minister, and Elizabeth Truss, something Truss. Because Boris Johnson got kicked out for partying during COVID.
Why was I sitting here thinking the prime minister was still Margaret Thatcher?
Ma'am, oh my god. It is 2022. That was the 80s. That was literally when we were little kids.
When did she retire?
There's been three prime ministers since then. Three, four.
Goodness.
There might have been four since then, ma'am.
That tickled me.
She said Margaret Thatcher. That's hilarious. Yeah, so she's a new prime minister. The queen, she couldn't become prime minister until she went to go see the queen, and the queen apparently is never going back to Buckingham Palace. So she's in Balmoral, which is in Scotland, by the way. So she's been living there because, you know, her mobility issues as of late. But I don't know, the royal family right now I think is wild. I can't wait till like this section of their history gets written down in history books, because it's just as juicy as the like Henry the Eighth stuff. Like, it's just as good. I love it. But you know, Harry and Meghan are doing their thing, But people really just don't like Meghan, I guess, over in the UK. Some people.
Wonder why.
Oh, we know why.
It is a mystery to me.
Although she did say something on her podcast the other day where she was like, she didn't realize that she would, not that she didn't realize, but like she didn't feel like a black person until she married Harry. And I was like, what?
That's a
She
weird way
wasn't, sorry. She said she wasn't
to
treated. Sorry, let me clarify. Let me say what she said. She said she wasn't treated like a black person until she married Harry. And I was like, your whole life?
That's
Your whole
still a
entire
weird
life?
statement. Like maybe she didn't face adversity until she married Harry.
I think that she meant what she said, that she was not
I think
treated
she just
like
said
a
it that
black
way.
person. She wasn't treated like a black
Her
person
hair
until
has
she
not
married
always
Harry.
been straight. Her hair has not always been straight.
I've only ever seen it straight. And you know what?
Two.
On
Suits.
Suits, they definitely kept her black daddy in the pocket for a little while before they was like, all right, she mixed. Like, we were left guessing for a long time as to what she was ethnically.
So she said that, and then I guess she's had two episodes of her show, her podcast, maybe three. And on the first one, she had Serena. Congrats to Serena, by the way. Well
Right?
deserved. Well deserved.
I love tennis, man.
She's done
I
a
thought
great
she
job.
lost.
She did, but I mean, she still beat the number two person before she
Yeah,
lost.
and she still had some good
Okay.
games, some great shots.
It was a great game. She just,
It
she cleared the
was great
ball.
to see her play. Like, it was just,
I
she
was
was
just
like, yeah,
wondering
that's
what
it.
was well deserved. I thought maybe she won something that I didn't
Oh no, just her
hear about.
career. Just like
Retirement.
her, the accolades people are hoisting on her because she's
Oh
retiring.
yeah,
That's what
definitely.
she's well
All of
deserved.
that.
So we're proud of Serena. Another person we're very proud of posthumously. Chadwick Boseman got an Emmy for his work on What If. And the competition was actually pretty stiff. It was the lady from Archer. What was her name?
Aisha Tyler
No,
or
the white lady.
the older white lady?
Yeah, the one who passed away last year. So everyone,
Jessica.
yes, that's correct.
Don't
Her name is
remember her last
Jessica.
name.
Chastain. No, not Chastain. Not Walter.
Her.
It's Jessica Walter. But
She makes
yeah.
Archer.
She
Like,
did
she
miss.
is just as important as Sterling Archer is to the show Archer.
Oh, 100%. 100%. She 100% Jessica Walter was that show. She was that the show. Because you needed them to play off each other, first of all. And yeah, no, yeah. So that, so yeah, so but it's great that Chadwick won. And we're gonna learn some more about what's coming to Disney Plus. So D3, which is Disney's convention, like their Comic-Con basically, is coming next week, I believe. I believe it's next week. And they are announcing a lot of things. And a few of the things that we've learned is some of the people who they have signed contracts with for acting. Now, the biggest news, I think, people found out that Henry Cavill, our Superman, got signed up with Marvel. And everyone was like, well, what's he gonna do? Like, you know, I guess this man is gonna be in every single
He's an
franchise.
actor. Why not? He's over.
I don't know, because every time I look at him, he looks like Superman to me.
He is forever. He's Superman.
Mean, he did Witcher well too, but he still was Superman.
He did work well. He was in Mission Impossible, and I'm a huge Mission Impossible fan. But to
I
see
feel like you're gonna try to mention Tom Cruise in every episode now.
No, I usually mention Superman in every episode.
I know, but like, what, Mission Impossible?
It just so happened, man, that's a great freaking like movie franchise. And to see Superman in there or Clark Kent and Ethan Hunt fight each other was freaking epic. That was a really good movie.
I don't
Did
think
in
I've seen
everything he
any.
does.
I don't think I've seen any Mission Impossible movie.
Oh, girl. Not even
I
an old
just watched
one
the
back in the day.
first one a few weeks ago.
What?
And yeah, because I've
That's an
seen like
old
later
one.
ones.
That's from the 90s.
I've seen that one with Superman in it, and I've seen Ghost Protocol, unless that's the same movie, but I don't
No,
think
Ghost
that it
Protocol
is.
is with Rosario, not Rosario Dawson. What's that other black lady? Paula Patton.
Okay, so I've
They were
seen those
goodbye.
two, and I just watched the first one. And let me tell you, that first movie is not the direction that the rest of the franchise went. They were trying to really make a spy movie with the first one, and then the rest of them just became how much action can we give this little man in 90
How much? Yeah,
minutes?
exactly. That's all. He just wants to jump on things and feel like
And
a big
run
man.
and like get
I love it.
exploded off of
He runs in
something and
every movie, no matter what
every
the
single
movie
one.
is. Every movie. Oh my
Every
God.
single one.
Minority Report.
And you know
Phenomenal.
what?
He
He
ran.
runs. He runs in a very theatrical way. Good for him.
Yes.
He
He's
runs
the
in a very. It's very.
he
It looks good on
sprints
film.
very hard. Very
He
hard sprinter.
is a star. And he does bring that star power
Ma'am,
to
I
the
am
movie.
not. This will not turn into a Tom
And
Cruise
whenever,
praise
but
session.
just put it this way,
So
whenever he's like on a talk show
he's a
and
star.
people talk about him,
Absolutely not. He
they
is a
talk
tiny
about.
little man.
He plays the same character
He
in
is Tom
every
Cruise in
single
every damn
one
movie.
of
A-list
his
star.
movies.
Y'all listen.
He
You know how
plays
big
the
Tom Cruise
from Rocky
same
like this
man
to
in
Maverick, it's the
every one
same
of his
dude.
movies. The
Oh God.
same guy. He
Oh
plays
God.
the
Every
same
single
freaking
movie is
guy.
just
It doesn't
him.
Tom
Matter.
Cruise
He
as a
still brings the
samurai.
money in.
Tom Cruise
He's
as
good
a
at what he does.
spy.
He found his niche and he does it well. And I would watch every single movie he's in. And Top Gun was phenomenal. Both versions. Loved it. Love
Yeah, so I mean,
it.
I feel like at least Will Smith broke out of just playing himself. Like he has at least three or four,
Yeah.
four or five movies where he was a different per like oh, okay, good for you. And the thing is, his first movie out the gate, Six Degrees of Separation, he was not playing Will Smith, and I was like, where's that guy? Like I
7 pounds.
would.
Woo, that got me. I was like,
Right, like he, I
woo,
mean, so Will Smith, we know, has range.
that
He just doesn't use it all the time because they don't ask him for it all the time.
I like Hancock though. Like,
I like
man,
Hancock
I
too.
wanted a black superhero for so long, and it's so
I
rare to
like
see
Hancock.
one, especially the time that the movie was made. You didn't see like black superheroes fly, even though he was an alcoholic. Whatever.
That was my part, the thing that bothered me about Hancock is why
Well,
when we get a
that
black superhero, he got to
is
be a drunk who is lovelorn for some lady who don't want him. Okay. All right. I mean, just like when we got our first black princess,
Oh, well, he was an Ali. Ooh.
it was she turned into a frog for most of the movie. I mean, I don't know. Speaking of black princesses though, there was the reunion of the Cinderella movie, the Rodgers and Hammerstein TV version that had Brandy and I was about to say Monica, but you know that I meant Whitney.
Wow.
You know, like you just get used to say, you know, Brandy and Monica. Anyways, whatever.
I was about to say Montalban because I just like saying that man's name.
and
Paolo Montalban.
and
I
so they
like
had the
him.
reunion, and I'm like, I didn't really. I mean, I knew that it was all Whitney's doing, but like, I didn't realize just how much influence she had over that movie. Like, that was her baby. She really just wanted to make
Love
that. So
that
she was
movie.
originally supposed to play Cinderella. That's how long the movie had been in production.
Oh, snap. That's
Because she
wild.
obviously got too old to be Cinderella.
Obviously.
And pregnant.
But you know what? I think that it worked out the way it was supposed to work out. Because I don't know how that other movie would have turned out, but that one was perfect.
Mean, we probably would have got something like The Wiz, where Diana Ross was too old to be anybody's Dorothy.
It.
She
You're right,
was,
though.
though.
You're right.
She
She
was.
was
She
First of all, why are
definitely.
you still in your auntie's house?
That's what I was just about to say the first time I watched that. I was like, wait, you're not just visiting your aunt? Like, what? Why do you
And
live
then whenever they tried to force her out,
here?
she's like, I'm happy where I am. You're happy where you are in your auntie's house, not talking to boys, talking to 2-year-olds, not 5-year-olds every day because you like the look. Okay, ma'am. All
Yeah.
right.
I do love the Wiz, but she was definitely way too
Too
old to play
old.
Dorothy.
Much too old.
As
Much too
people
old.
talking about they want Kelly Rowland to play Tiana, and I'm like, come on now.
First
Let's
of
be
all,
for
if you
real.
she's too old for that. And if you're gonna find somebody like that, just ask Anika. She right there.
Right. If we're going to make Tiana older, we're going to make her Anika Nani Rose. Okay. And that's just it. We're not auditioning for the role of Tiana.
Of Kelly Rowland, how beautiful she looked in that green dress. And Kelly can sing. I don't
know. Sorry. So can Anika.
She can.
I know, but like, why can't Kelly do it?
Because she's too old to play a 20-year-old.
She's too old.
So how old is Anika?
That's what we're saying. If you're going to cast somebody that's too old to play Tiana, cast the person that voiced Tiana because she fits everything perfectly, including the voice.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, sure, we'll get a live action Princess and the Frog eventually. And you know what's so funny? People didn't realize that Prince Naveen was Asian Asian.
What did they think he was?
I have no idea, but they didn't know that that's what he was. I was like, his mother had a whole sari on, like they. But also, they didn't like promote him like being Asian, like they did for like what's that movie we just watched, Turning Red. Like it wasn't like nobody was like, oh my god, we got our first Asian. You know, nobody did that.
I don't. Why not?
I don't know.
I mean, does Shang not count? I guess he's not technically a prince. But yeah, I don't know what else anybody would have codified him as. What do people think Naveen was?
I don't know. Brown?
Just a random unassigned brown person, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the other criticism that people had. Like, why couldn't Tiana marry a black man?
I did think that when I first saw Princess and the Frog.
Princesses marry black men.
But none of them are
black.
What
did you say? What did you say? None of the princesses marry black men. Oh man.
Not a one.
Even Cinderella did it. Even Cinderella got her an Asian dude.
Right?
I mean, did she not? Was the prince not Asian?
He is.
Like Filipino.
His mama was black, but he was definitely Filipino. So
he was.
Just saying, if you're right, Christy, we have not had a black prince ever.
Never. Yeah. Damn. You know, the first time we get a black prince, he's going to marry a white princess. I just know it.
Well, the first black prince we got, I guess, was T'Challa, but then he became king, so he was only prince for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I want an animated prince.
No, I feel you. I feel you. So we go, you know what? This gives me a show idea. We'll come back to that. All right. Other things in the news are related to the show that we watched this week. She-Hulk. This week's episode, I thought was absolutely adorable. I loved it. I thought it was so good. Wong made his appearance. I like how in the beginning of the episode, she was like, look, I know you're happy to see all these little cameos and you think this is a cameo show, but remember whose name is on the show. Because seriously, every single episode, I think there's going to be some kind of cameo. But
there better be a cameo every episode. Shoot.
So Wong showed up.
30-minute show.
I was like, first of all, two things. Does Wong, obviously Wong remembers that they did the memory spell. So how does that work? Because if we were supposed to wipe everybody's memory to not know who Peter Parker is, does that mean that Wong is the only one who knows who Peter Parker is? Or does he just know that a memory spell was done?
Maybe there was more than one memory spell.
Maybe as Sorcerer Supreme, he's immune to...
That's what I was thinking.
Doctor Strange's whatever the hell's.
I think that maybe he put some kind of thing over himself that he, like, all his underlings can't make magic that he's not.
Right. Impervious, like, to. If Dr. Strange could just go around resetting everybody's memory, including the Sorcerer Supreme's memory.
Right, he could reset like, it so that he wouldn't be Sorcerer Supreme.
Right, that's crazy. You can't be allowed to do that. So, yeah, that's true. There's gotta be the Sorcerer Supreme is immune to magical workings outside of his own.
And then in No Way Home, right before Wong left, he said, leave me out of it. So maybe it was just part of the spell anyway.
That's also possible.
Yeah.
I like how Wong showed up and was just like, no, he didn't do anything wrong. All right, bye.
Right. And then there,
twice,
and then after
too.
He was at, right, when he was at the hearing and they were like, okay, you know, you just admitted to a crime. And he was like, I have to go.
Does he have diplomatic immunity?
I
Does
don't
that extend
know.
To breaking out a supervillain?
Speaking of diplomatic immunity, there is some contention in the community, legal community, I guess, as to whether the Asgardian elf, high elf, light elf, sorry, if she actually, like, when she was like, I have diplomatic immunity, and the judge was like, not here, because this is an Asgard, if he was correct or not.
I thought that the way diplomatic immunity worked was that a diplomat from another country, if they came and committed like a petty crime here, they could not be prosecuted for that here. I thought that's what diplomatic immunity
that's
even
what
was.
I thought too, but the judge was like, this is an Asgard. And I was like,
because like, why would she need immunity in Asgard as a diplomat?
Right.
You know?
So yeah, so that line, I was like, I don't know if that's correct. I think y'all just trying to use words to make it lawyery, but I don't know if you're using them properly. Like I was gonna say, in the first episode, that guy's closing argument was trash. Like what he should have lost anyway. He was like, something happened and it may have been our fault, but we didn't necessarily think anyone was gonna die because the thing happened, so it's not our fault. That's not a good art. What? No. She should have won that case anyway. I mean, you know, she did win it, but, you know, it got thrown out. What do you guys think about her? I didn't think we were going to see her stupid ex-coworker again, that dude.
Oh, in the room? Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. Why was he even there?
Because he had the case with Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, he thought that he
I guess he was opposing counsel.
No,
he was
the one dating
plaintiff.
The light elf who thought that he thought that the light elf was Megan Thee Stallion.
He's his own law firm then.
He works for the DA.
Oh, okay. I just thought that was weird.
Yeah. I love how they put her on the stand and won the case by basically calling him stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Using his misogyny against him is how he won the case.
Dumb and misogynistic enough to think that he was actually able to pull Megan Thee Stallion.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Were you so
oh,
I when they said that Megan was going to be the thing, I thought it was just going to be that little clip where they showed them on the date. I had no idea that she was like going to have other lines. But like when she showed up in the courtroom, that was cute.
It was
and
cute.
Then the mm-hmm. end credit scene was I thought that was amazing.
I loved her outfit and her fan.
Yes, yeah. Everything matched head to toe. It was so good. It was so good. Those fans come in handy though. I'm gonna
I
say.
Walk around with a fan like that. I get hot.
Those fans
need to get
come
one.
Handy. No,
I
you
need to get one that has the mister on it too.
Ooh, yeah. No, those are good. There's also the neck air conditioner. So it's like you put it on your neck and then it blows cold. It's so good.
I need that.
Perfect. For, especially if you go to like an amusement park or like a Comic-Con or wherever, like where it's so good because you can just put it on under whatever and it's like your own personal air conditioner and it's amazing.
That's neat.
Oh yeah.
They got everything.
They definitely do.
They thought of everything.
So what do you guys think of Emil Blonsky, the abomination? Do you think he's reformed?
Yes. He's
no, I don't think that he's reformed.
I like him.
But I think he was convincing in his argument that he was reformed. I also don't know why everybody started freaking out when he turned into the abomination, because it was like clearly he's showing y'all that he's got this under control. And he's also still in the cell.
Yeah.
And
but
like,
they also showed that he could have broken
out
of that cell at any point. Like when he got big, it was
that
just like
too.
When she got big in the thing. Like, I don't know, they really thought that these things could contain these people and they cannot. So like if Hulk wasn't under the control of the Avengers, I guess. And he really wasn't. I mean, when he rampaged in Nigeria, if he hadn't gotten in the jet and run away, I mean, Hulk could have just, You know what I mean? He can destroy everything. Like, who's gonna stop Hulk? There's no Juggernaut and there's no Wolverine. So who's gonna stop the Hulk?
Abomination.
Thor.
Well, so that's true. Thor and him do go. That's true. So I'll give it to Thor. But that's it. That's pretty much the only people who can. Well, that's true. Well, Thanos did he is stop dead. Him last time? But yes, you're right. You're correct. Well, see, I don't understand how Thanos was able to stop the Hulk. That part never made sense to me in the movie. It's the Hulk.
No, he got that.
He's a Titan.
He was like, pop, pop. That was it.
What made me upset, not upset, is how Thanos let him play with him for like a two, like he was letting him do, and he was like, are you done? And then thought, like, knocked Hulk right out. Like, yeah, that's rude.
I remember seeing that in the theater and thinking, like, if they're gonna have him fight the Hulk this soon, that means that the Hulk's about to get his ass whooped. Like, this is it for him. I didn't think it was gonna be so bad that the Hulk was like, all right, I'm not coming out again.
Ever. Like, he's like, I'm good. I'm cool.
I didn't think he was gonna get beat that bad, but I did predict that he was gonna get beat up.
He definitely did. Yeah, I think so. Abomination. So at first I thought his seven soulmates were the Sinister Seven, but I don't know why I said Sinister. Yeah, Sinister Seven. And then and then I wasn't sure if it was like the Thunderbolts, because that is like the anti-Avengers crew that was supposed to be put together by Thaddeus Ross. And we know that we have Louise Dreyfus's character, who was like gathering people. She picked up Elena.
Oh yeah, that's she right. She's up, in Falcon and the thingy.
Yeah, she picked up U.S. Soldier. So I was like, oh, and she's probably gonna pick up Zemo. And I'm like, if they get them all together, it'll be the anti-heroes. But then those seven ladies were there, and I was like, oh no, he meant seven soulmates. This is a thing. He's gonna get a plot of land, and they're gonna live in a commune, and with him and seven ladies.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
There's something nefarious happening there.
100%. Did you see how they got all excited when he turned into the Abomination? Ma'am, ladies, please relax.
That's so cool. I was trying to think. I think there's a character in DC that looks just like Abomination, and I cannot remember the name, but that person is usually with, like, not Dr. Fate, but like maybe Constantine or someone, but I gotta figure out what the name is. But if you ever seen that character, if you ever seen any DC comics movies,
I think he looks like Swamp Thing.
No. Not that. There was one. I have to find it. But it was like, it was so shocking. Like, first in Shang-Chi, when they had Abomination.
Oh, no, that's not who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the person with the gills on the side of his face.
Yeah.
That's who she's talking about.
Yeah. He has the thingies like that.
I mean, we'll find across the comics universes, there's copies of everybody, right? So for every Superman, you have a Captain America. So that's just how it works.
Ma'am, now you know that's no comparison. Not even close.
Yeah, they are. It is like a straight comparison.
It's pretty much the same person.
It's like a straight comparison.
Y'all just doing this on purpose.
I'm not trying to say they are parallel. You know, I love it. I'm just saying, like, they made an all-American boy, but they just didn't make him alien.
Instead of being superpowered by the sun, he's got a superhuman elixir or whatever. But it's still the all-American values and the, you know, the goody-two-shoes crap and all of that stuff. They're the same character.
Like, if you put the Justice League and the Avengers together, there were always personality traits and, like, power sets that were on both sides. You know what I mean? Like, both sides have the same kinds of characters.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand about DC. How is Superman stronger than Wonder Woman? In any version of the DC universe?
They never defeat each other, ever. Not once. So there's no indication that either one is stronger than each other.
The movie Superman that I watched. The
shit out of Wonder Superman. Woman. She can take it. And she can beat the shit out of him.
Her up.
And she got the god power too.
Shouldn't be like that though. I feel like Wonder Woman should be able to beat him.
No.
Yeah.
No one should beat him. No one, but people do.
Wonder Woman should. Wonder Woman should be able to beat him.
Nope.
She should be faster than him. She should be stronger than him. She should be able. She should be able to literally rip him apart.
She doesn't have super speed. She doesn't have super speed. She doesn't have super speed. She doesn't have laser eyes.
Thank God. He's an alien.
Superman came from another planet. Superman is an alien.
Where's the mascara? Where the fuck is that?
Not another planet.
The mascara is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Not another planet.
It's not a real place.
Okay. Neither is Krypton. I don't understand.
Exactly.
I'm mad with you. Anyways. This conversation is ridiculous. So I think that if she was fighting him on Krypton, then she would beat his ass. But I think here he has extra sun powers.
I feel like if he was on Krypton, he at least would have been a little bit smarter. Because sometimes Superman be acting like so quick. And he's smart because he like knows a lot. But his dad was like this really cool scientist. I'm thinking if he stayed on Krypton and it didn't explode, he would have been just this genius. But no, he's just the Man of Steel.
Scott, we don't count him out. He's not as smart as
Batman.
But he's not dumb.
No, he's not dumb. He speaks like 1,000 languages.
And... Yeah. All right. So what do you guys like think of this? You don't like which guy?
I love him.
Superman.
Okay, we're not doing this. We're not doing that. That we're not doing.
Look at a Superman tattoo.
We are
not a fan. Not
we gonna move fan. Right along from you chat. Nope, not doing that. All right. What'd you guys think of this episode?
I liked it. It was cute. I wish it was longer though. I hate these short ass episodes.
Honestly. Is the season gonna be 24 episodes? Are we gonna get 24 30 minute episodes?
No. I would do 22 minute episodes.
No, it is not.
That's what seems fair, because if it's like 8 episodes but they're 30 minutes long, they really only gave us 4 episodes. That's not right.
It was long. The credit scene. Like that shit is long.
Like, so many credits.
8 minutes?
Like, so many credits.
Maybe it costs a lot of money for all that CGI. Because after I saw those pictures of her in the suit.
No, maybe it costs a lot of money. Yeah, they can't make more than like 9 episodes of this. Millions of dollars.
I mean, so then they shouldn't have made the show then if they couldn't afford it. Disney has the money.
You know why?
Wow, I'm because so
they
mad make at
20
you.
Other shows. They could have just.
Right.
They can't make all the other shows. Make just. Loki and Moon Knight and this, it would have been fine.
Ma'am, what about all those other people who got jobs because of all the other shows? What about Miss Marvel?
How long did their jobs last?
At least
these shows are way too short. They could have just had three big shows, added all those people in, boom, job.
No, okay.
Added more characters. Who knows? Combined, the Winter Soldier movie, the Winter Soldier and Loki.
But so. I don't want to watch mini movies on my TV shows. I want to watch TV shows. And this is a TV show, and I appreciate feel that it's a TV show. I don't want to watch a mini movie. Like, mind you, I love Lord of the Rings. And actually, no,
Game of
House of the Dragon is a TV show, right? And it has figured out how to make a high fantasy a TV show. But there are some shows where I'm like, this is a movie, and you should have just made a 2.5-hour movie and not made me watch all these episodes of these, because what you wanted to do was make a movie. That's not what She-Hulk is, though. She-Hulk is definitely
spotted.
Yeah, it's good as a show. I don't want it to be a movie. I'm even fine with it being a 30-minute show.
Yes.
Because you need sitcoms. You need to have light things happen.
But it's not 30 minutes. It's less than that.
I mean, you know, that is, 30 minutes is like with commercials or whatever. And now there's no commercials. So you're really only going to get 20, 25 minutes of actual content. But I just think a 6 or 8 episode season of 30 minute shows is not fair.
Well, like it's 9.
That's still too few by like 12.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, we're going to have this conversation every time. Yes. You guys know how I feel.
Every time. I'm going to say it every time. Until the Disney execs hear it.
And change their ways.
I just want to email. That's all. I just want to email like, hey, we listen to the podcast. You're making a lot of sense.
You know what we're thinking about it.
Do need to be, you know, 19 to 23 episodes. So, you know, season 2, we got you.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens, Ashley. Maybe your dreams will come true. All right. I'm excited for what's coming next with She-Hulk. I think she alluded to something about getting rid of someone's powers or being able to remove their powers, and that immediately made me think of the first X-Men movie. And maybe there will be. You know, we already had the little teaser about Wolverine. Perhaps She-Hulk will start the bridge to mutants. Some more, because it sounds like she wants to figure out a way to get rid of her powers. They put the inhibitor on Blonsky so that he won't turn into Abomination, but I think she's gonna think of trying to figure out a way to not turn at all anymore. And then with those guys that try to beat her up.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that. That's so messed up.
They're working for somebody, forgot, though. Yes, who are they working
she
for?
She forgot that she was She-Hulk. Like she was literally acting like a distressed woman, and then she was like, wait a minute.
They still came for her after she turned into She-Hulk. I was like, no respect.
No, because she's a
they
girl.
Thought that, yeah, they thought they could take her.
And Bruce Banner turned into the Hulk, they would have ran.
100%, you're right.
Oh, so mad.
That's how it is. It's crazy, but apparently they wanted her blood, and like you said, Ashley, yes, they're working for someone, but who? Who do you think the Junkyard Gang is working for?
The little toys.
That they stole from Asgardian, a construction worker. Yeah. Who do you think these were? So some of the rumors around the mill are Wilson Fisk.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or Red Hood. Who we're going to see in the Riri in Ironheart. But I don't know. Wilson's in New York. So how do you get to... why is he sending people to California?
Who's Wilson?
Wade Wilson?
Wilson Fisk.
Oh, Wilson Fisk.
Not Kingpin. Yeah, Kingpin.
Oh yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah, I believe he is.
So cool if they put Kingpin
in the show. Well, Daredevil's about to be in the show, so.
I like it.
I feel like
maybe it's
Kingpin.
I like it.
We'll see. We shall see. All right. This week in our foray into older movies that I wasn't sure if Ashley had seen or not.
I looked up a list, and I haven't seen very many pre-Renaissance Disney movies.
I know. This is what makes it so fun for me.
I haven't.
Our age gap.
Well, I mean, it is true, too. I don't know. They were rerunning when we were younger, but I don't know if they do that 7-year release anymore. I think they just started releasing them just the DVD and not in the theater. So, yeah. All right. So we watched Lady and the Tramp. And the animation and the live action. So after the break, we'll get your thoughts on this Disney classic. All right, so we watched Lady and the Tramp, the animated version, as well as the live action. And one of the things that I always thought was interesting about Lady and the Tramp is the town that they're in is similar to the town that Walt Disney grew up in. So he crafted it around that. But cool. Also, it's not set in England. like the first movie that's not set in Europe, right? So we had prior to this movie, it was Snow White, which is technically in Germany. Pinocchio, which I think is also in Germany. Cinderella, which
that
is
sounds Italian.
So you're right. Sorry. You're right. Italy. Cinderella and Aurora were both in France.
Belle's in France too, right? No, no, we're talking about older ones.
Yes, but Belle is also in France. But yeah, so Lady and the Tramp actually has a sequel. So it came out in 1955, the original. The sequel is about their child. So remember at the end of the movie,
the one that looks like his daddy?
Yes. It's all them girl dogs. And his name is Scamp.
Scamp was bad.
Because the mother, what's it called? Darling was like, all right, no, they're going to go play. You're going to bed. So, yeah. All right. So, what did you guys think of Lady and the Tramp?
So many things. I love the disclaimer in the beginning. You know, they want to keep the movie so we can continue the conversation, regardless of the oversimplified racial stereotypes, caricatures that they had in the movie, which killed me. They had a lot. It wasn't just those kitty cats, the Siamese cats. I liked the movie, but I didn't like the grandma. Like, she was just a pain, or whoever that old lady was. I assume it was grandma. Oh, aunt. Oh, yeah. Auntie.
Yeah, she was terrible.
She was annoying. And also, why did they leave the baby? That's the thing I never understood. Like, they just had a baby. Why they had to go somewhere? I don't get it. It didn't make any sense.
I mean, parents aren't allowed to leave their child?
I mean, they just had the baby. They could chill for a second. They had all those years together before they had a baby because they had the doggy before then. All that time giving that doggy love, then all of a sudden lady gets pregnant and they treat the dog like a little animal that belongs outside. Like, that's your baby. That's their first baby, is that dog. I was offended. I liked the movie, but I saw it differently now that I'm older. And I liked Tramp's perspective. I loved his perspective. He was like, listen, once that baby comes, you're a piece of shit. Like, you gotta be outside. That's pretty much his attitude. And then
he wasn't wrong.
Right? And then when Lady, you know, the silly aunt wanna put the muzzle on her, which was crazy. And she like got lost for a little bit. I was dying. I'm like, it looks like she like ran into the hood. And like them hood dogs about to get her. And look at Tramp coming in like Bambi came. Remember when Bambi was fighting them deer?
That's the part of the movie where I was like, you telling me, like obviously Tramp has been on the streets a long time. He took on three dogs that were all looked bigger than him.
Right.
And you're telling me he was able to get them to go away? Like, what?
Listen, yeah, I was watching that, like,
the mincemeat.
This little ass dog. What's going on here?
Able to do that.
The rat took him out. The rat injured him. But the three big dogs couldn't do nothing with him.
Right. Yes. He was limping after fighting a damn rat. But he fought three huge dogs, three big old dogs, and he was fine. And it was taking her around the town like a pimp. But
well, when she was in the pound and she met that little Mexican dog, why? Was that a Mexican dog? Why did they have to do that?
Because it was a chihuahua.
The Pedro.
It was a chihuahua.
Why?
It was a chihuahua.
But whatever.
Oh, goodness gracious.
They're going to go and talk about how, was it her? No, it wasn't Pedro. It was the other dog. The dog with the little one-eyed, little swoopy.
The slut dog?
Yes. And how she was telling Lady about all the Tramp's escapades, how he a hoe. Like, what kind
he
of movie?
Is a hoe. He what is kind? A hoe.
Ma'am.
The Tramp was a hoe.
We saw this movie when we were children. What were they showing us?
So I know exactly which movie we're watching next, just because you said that, because of a certain scene in this other movie where I'm like, I don't know what children were supposed to be watching this, but that song is inappropriate.
This whole movie was about, like, sex.
I want to tell people, Disney movies are for family, not children, because if they were directed specifically for children, they would not have some of these jokes that you do not understand until you are of age.
I was cracking up, though. I was like, no, she did not pop
her. Why would they put them in there? I'm like, them Disney, especially, I'm telling you, the older movies are worse than now, because they used to slip all sorts of things. Yeah, so some of the comments, I mean, some of the lines in this movie, I'm just like, y'all not slick. I know what that means. Yeah, but a little kid doesn't know.
That, right? That old hound dog, he reminds me of the Fox and the Hound. That's one of my favorite, after, you know, Princess Aurora, one of my other favorite Disney movies. I love The Fox and the Hound.
That's a cute one.
So I was watching it and I see the hound dog. First of all, I love the little Scotty.
Oh, yeah.
Loved him.
Yes.
Jock was adorable. Liked him a lot. And then the hound comes in and he starts talking and I'm like, is he supposed to be the black one?
No. I don't think anybody in this movie is coded black.
Yeah, me either.
I think anyone in this movie is coded black.
He literally talks like the hound dog from Fox and a Hound to me.
I don't know, because the end scene where he was gathering the puppies around to tell the story, it kind of solidified in my mind that he was supposed to be an old black man. Supposed to be an old black man when he was telling them puppies that story. And then what solidified it in my mind, and I know we're not here yet, but what solidified it in my mind was in the live action version, then making the hound's owner black. I was like, okay, so the last time, in the last movie, the hound dog was supposed to be a black stereotype.
But that movie was very racially diverse, so I don't know if I...
There was a lot of black
people in the next movie.
Yes, so there was. I think that was on purpose. I think it was on purpose that they added so many black people to the live action movie. Yes. And I think it was definitely on purpose that they made the hound dog's owner black and they made his voice white this time, because he was a black caricature in Lady and the Tramp.
See, this is the first I even thought that it. Now you made me want to watch it again with that perspective, because I never coded him as black. I just, I mean, oh,
I did, and it was not lost on me that they made the hound dog the codified black one. That didn't escape my mind.
I don't know if they would have Lady be friends with an old black man.
Why not?
You think they would?
If he's a dog, they're dogs.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I just never thought of it that way. But that, you know, that's an interesting take, Ashley. I'm gonna have to remunerate on that, because I never thought about it.
I did enjoy the movie as much as I could. I think that what I'm learning from these pre-Renaissance movies is that I don't like old Disney. I don't like Disney between 1934 and 1970.
Don't like it at all?
I mean,
like, you don't
know.
Like Cinderella? You don't like...
No,
you,
I did not like Cinderella. I didn't like Cinderella.
And what about Sleeping Beauty?
So Sleeping Beauty, no, I did not like Sleeping Beauty.
I like the newer versions.
So what about 101 Dalmatians?
It's two versions.
101 Dalmatians is cool. I like The Jungle Book. I like The Rescuers Down Under. No,
what
and
about
that's not
Robin
even
Hood?
Nope, don't like it. I think there's just something there's something about that guy's animation style, because he's the guy that does them all, and then he makes all of his characters do that thing, and I don't know, that it scratches my brain in a bad way, and then the music scratches my brain in a bad way. I don't know, it's not gelling with me.
Wow. So I let. So I. Yeah, and that's interesting.
I also think like we grew up with this. Like there wasn't any other options. Like when I was younger, like that was the Disney options. Until like something came out of the vault, or you had another means like to watch.
Oh, see, I feel so, like, that. I feel that.
I know for me growing up, like I had no choice.
I mean, I've seen all these movies multiple times. My Disney VHS collection was vast, and I watched them all the time. I don't know. I don't know. You guys know I prefer the Renaissance, classic and golden era of Disney to the newer stuff.
I think it's funny to watch. Like, I like it, but it's also comical now. Like, so most of these scenes are like seriously, Disney?
I will say in the 40s? Lady and the Tramp was better than Dumbo to me.
Dumbo was
I can't see myself watching Dumbo.
She was just like going with whatever was happening. Like there was nothing to her at all. Nothing.
Lady was a
good
dog. The Tramp
had more depth. All the other characters had depth. Little Scotty with his accent and his commentary was funny.
Like, Tramp was trying to get her to run away with him, and she was like, but who's gonna take care of the baby? Like, she was a family dog, and I understand that. I respect that.
So what about the live action?
Listen,
the live action I actually kind of liked. I would watch the live action again. It was cute.
I think it was a better love story. Better love,
yes,
in my opinion.
I agree. I agree.
But the husband, he didn't add any value to the movie. He didn't have to be in the movie, but it was cute to see that it was a married couple. But there was no, he didn't add anything to me. He did nothing.
He bit the dog.
Oh, okay. Well, she could have.
It wouldn't have been the same. Okay, but then she wouldn't have had a baby. Anyways, okay. But she wouldn't have had a baby if she wasn't married.
A baby without a man?
Okay, but not in the Disney.
Not
in.
Right.
I understand. I'm just saying, like, all the characters have something going on.
What did Darling have going on? She didn't have anything going on. She had a baby. That's all she did.
She was so beautiful. She was the mama taking care. She took care of everything.
She did nothing. She defended them. A baby out she and then had a party.
When the
dog, do anything.
That pound guy was taking Tramp and she's holding the baby. Mind you, she was holding the baby the whole freaking time, chasing that damn dog down. And the husband just standing there. She's like, he can't do that. Like, bro, you gonna help or what? Then she gives him the baby so she can go handle it. Like, what is you there for? Go home. She could have just drove the damn car herself and left the baby at home with him. Like, he could, I don't know. He was useless in the movie. I like the movie though. It was so cute.
I'm mad that you read in Jim Deere for films, and I feel like the man was doing all he could do. Trying to support this family on his musician's budget.
That's a no.
I couldn't stand this movie's version of those cats. I did not like those live action cats.
From racial stereotypes, I was like, what were those cats supposed to be?
Rambunctious little teenagers?
Thugs. Yeah. Thugs.
Thugs. Ooh. Well,
I didn't like those cats either. I mean, I really like cats. I hated these cats. These cats were horrible.
And I like those cats.
You don't hear, she's upstairs singing opera. Fine. Okay. You don't hear all of that noise. Like, after the third thing fell, you're not going to come downstairs and check. You let their whole living room get tore up. Like, the whole, right. Like, you don't hear chairs breaking. Stuff falling off the wall. You don't hear none of that.
And beyond that, why would she think that the dog has suddenly decided to tear up the house that it's been living in this whole time without tearing nothing up?
Like, it was just waiting for you. It was just waiting for its owner to leave. Like, it never would. Okay.
Like, logically, you would come downstairs and think, oh my gosh, my cats, which are the animals in the new environment, have started tripping. and have destroyed this new environment.
Well, that was the auntie, and she was stupid.
She was stupid, because I'm like, so how did the dog get up there on the clock? How did it get up there?
That part right there, I was like, first of all,
how did it get to the top shelf? How did the dog get up there?
Dog couldn't do half of the stuff, so how are you blaming the dog?
Yeah, that was weird. I don't understand why the guy that was like chasing the dogs, putting them in the pound, was so pressed. Like, do they
because that dog is
in this year
dirty?
They was trying to kill all them dogs real mangy. Quick.
It was dangerous.
I feel like that guy don't even know what a mangy animal looks like. I seen a mangy animal, and it did not look like that dog. You can tell when a dog animal is mangy.
Yeah.
Full of baloney, messing with him.
A mess. All right.
That dog catcher was funny.
Like, well, see, I thought he was ridiculous. Like, the live action, the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, okay, this is all right. I wasn't mad at it. The second time, a lot of parts of it made me really annoyed. Like, I just...
What part?
Like, well, first of all, I didn't like the dog catcher. Like, when the guy was like, oh, we also have a rat problem, he was like, I don't touch vermin. Like, sir, like, what? How, like, he acted like that was so beneath him. But also, like...
It would be for me too. If I work for the pound as the people that have to go catch the dogs because those people still exist, I don't care about your rat problem. You better call Terminix. I'm not dealing with nobody's rat anything. I can't.
But he could offer the suggestion for
the dog, the cat, or whatever. Maybe the horse or the goat, depending on where you live.
Some people have rats as pets.
Who? They got mice as pets, no rats.
No, I've seen a rat as a pet? On social media, not in real life.
You sure wasn't a ferret?
No, it was a rat.
A mink. That makes me.
And she was talking about how smart that rat was and how clean they are when they don't have to live in the sewer and stuff. And I was like, okay, but it's a rat. It don't even have a cute name. It's a rat.
Oh goodness. Speaking of, okay, so you don't like pre-golden age movies. Golden age is what's it called? Not Sleeping Beauty, Beauty and the Beast. Sorry, it starts with The Little Mermaid.
I thought that was the Renaissance era that started with The Little Mermaid.
Hold on.
I thought like Renaissance was Little Mermaid through like
Pocahontas,
The Lion King. Okay, Pocahontas, and then there's post Renaissance, which I think they say was like 2000 to 2010, and then the modern, which we're in right now, and that's ain't long.
Yeah.
So I don't like the golden age. I guess. Is that what the 50s are? The 50s, 60s, and 70s will be their golden era?
I think there's different ones, because there was a bronze era that was right before gold, right before
I just had it pulled up on my thingy when I was looking at the list of stuff.
I like that era. I like this era. I could watch all of them. Sleeping Beauty, Snow White.
Yeah, no.
I watch all of them except Fantasia. I'll be like, pass.
So there is the wartime era, 43 to 49. The Silver Age, that's like your Cinderella's, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan's, 1945. Then you have your Bronze Age, which is your Aristocats, Robin Hoods, The Rescuers. Then you have Renaissance, which is Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, through Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
Tarzan. And then you have post-Renaissance, which starts with Lilo and Stitch.
Excellent.
All the way through Up.
Yeah, see, I'm like a Renaissance and on Disney fan.
And now we're in the revival age.
Because all of these movies in the Renaissance, except for maybe, I could probably take or leave Beauty and the Beast.
You would take or leave Beauty and the Beast over. Okay.
Oh,
Okay.
listen, The
It's a
Little Mermaid, The Rescuers Down Under, Aladdin, Pocahontas, Mulan, Tarzan, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Hercules, The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast.
I
Out
could
of all, out of
watch those.
those movies,
You
I can
listed
go
three
without
that I would
Beauty and the
throw away.
Beast.
No, you listed three that I would
I'd
throw
watch
away
all,
instantly.
if you said to watch all those movies right now, I would. I'd watch it all.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. But like, if you had to pick
I would.
one to get away with, it would not
Oh,
be Beauty and the
no.
Beast.
I would keep Beauty and the Beast. I'd keep all of them. It's too hard.
It's not that hard.
Y'all better not speak ill of my Ariel.
Well, I mean, I would keep Ariel, but only for the
I would
music,
keep
not for
Ariel.
her.
Yes.
The music.
Definitely just
Not for
for the
her.
music.
I'm 16. I'm not a child. I love that.
I mean,
And see,
so
Beauty and the Beast music doesn't make up for the terrible story for me the way that
what terrible
Little Mermaid does.
story? Love Beauty and the Beast.
The Stockholm syndrome that she
She's not
has,
Stockholm Syndrome.
she fell in love with her captor.
She wasn't really a prisoner. The girl lived in a fucking castle.
She was a prisoner. Was she
He
allowed to
let her
leave
go. Yes,
whenever she wanted to?
he let her go.
Eventually she was let go, but he held her captive
She did
first.
not fall in love with him until she came back. Not while she was there. She did not have Stockholm Syndrome.
Why she come back if she wasn't in love with him?
For the teacup? I don't know.
I think she realized that she loved him when she got back to the castle. I don't think she went to the castle because she loved him. She went to the castle to protect him because they were about to kill him.
Why would she care that her captor was about to be killed if she did not already care about him?
But okay, she cared about him, yes, but I don't think she loved him.
What? I'm just saying that I don't think that somebody that holds me prisoner for a year, I don't think that I would be the first person to like sacrifice their body to stop him from being taken by the townspeople. I just don't
No,
think that that would be
they
me.
got that emotional connection. They spent all that time together.
As
Yeah.
his prisoner.
I mean, okay. But she to be the prisoner. She didn't have to be that. She switched with her dad.
Exchange for her father.
Yeah, but she willingly took his place.
Prisoner exchanges happen. They're still prisoners
Right.
at the end of the day.
I don't think it was Stockholm Syndrome, but okay. So Beauty and the Beast for the storyline is why you don't like it, and the music is not enough for you to make up for the fact. Because I mean,
Yes.
that's okay, understood. Because
Yes.
in a similar vein, The Little Mermaid pisses me off, but the music is excellent.
Yeah, see, I get that. And the only two songs from Beauty and the Beast I really like is the Be Our Guest and Gaston song.
Be our guest. Yeah, I did a dance recital to that song. I love that movie. Is Hunchback of Notre Dame in that? Oh, that's a good movie.
That
That's a
love
very
that
good
movie. It's a
movie.
freaking
That's a
movie.
very good
Love that
movie.
movie.
I cry in that movie. That movie is messed up. That got some weird situations going on. Oof.
If
That
we were
messed
gonna
that
get rid of
movie.
anything, I would get rid of Pocahontas.
I like that. Colors of the Wind.
It's
That's another
offensive.
one of the things where the music for me is what keeps that
Yeah.
movie around.
What? The Colors of the Wind? Yeah.
Yep. And
Around
that
the
first
river
song
bend.
that she sings, yeah, Just Around the River Bend, that's my shit.
All
That
right.
Savages song goes extra
Okay,
hard.
Savages is the jam. Savages is the absolute
Like,
jam. I'll give you
oh
that. And there's a song, I mean,
my God,
I
that was
just say
bad.
the story versus the music.
I feel that.
But I mean, like I said, the golden age, as they call it, has lots of hitters. Aladdin, Lion King. So for me, Tarzan, music, yes. Story.
I don't know. Okay, fine. Besides the story, I like I don't know. I like the way they did Tarzan. It was cute.
I like Tarzan too. The music definitely saves it, because without the music, I don't think I would like Tarzan.
I could have done without Rosie O'Donnell's character.
I love Rosie O'Donnell's character. Turkina.
No. No. Perk. No, no, not a fan.
Hey, what's all the hullabaloo about? I'll never forget that. I have watched all them Disney movies with my brother and sister, those later ones. Man.
Listen, my sister loved everything from Little Mermaid on, and I had to be like, but like Aristocats.
Hercules.
My sister is like Ashley. She'll be watching them older versions. She's.
I would be like, and like, how about we watch Cinderella? And my sister would be like, okay. I mean, she would watch it with me.
We watched the Rodgers and Hammerstein version. Well, the second Rodgers and Hammerstein.
She much preferred the newer stuff. And I mean, I guess it's just y'all generation. Y'all just don't like the old stuff.
She is younger than me. She is.
Ashley's about the same age as my sister, so.
Must be the same as my sister. 90s babies?
Late 80s.
Late 80s? Oh, no, my sister's younger.
No, Ashley's about the same age as my sister. Oh, man, so I understand. You guys like the stuff that was around when you were younger, so I get it. All right, Disney question of the day. I guess the opposite. If you could only pick one movie from the Golden Age and the rest have to go away, which one would you pick? Do you need the list again?
I'm looking at the list.
Wait. The Golden Age is the age that Lady and the Tramp came out of, right?
No.
No.
It's what we're just talking about.
That's not the Golden Age. That's the Renaissance.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Yes. Let me go back.
Oh, man. I got to figure this out.
Yes, Golden Age. Yep, Golden Age. That's the first one. That's still Snow White, Fantasia, Dumbo, Bambi.
I got to pick one out of them to keep.
I'm going to add. Yes.
What are they, Snow White?
Sorry, wait. So I'm going to add the Golden Age and the Silver Age together. Cinderella, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Sleeping Beauty, and 101 Dalmatians.
Okay. I gotta keep one of them.
The website gives me Golden Age.
I'm gonna say 101 Dalmatians because it's the only one of those movies I actually like.
Oh, come on. Silver Era has Sleeping Beauty. I'm gonna keep that one.
Cool. Well, you guys know that my pick would be Aristocats, so there you go. Oh no, that's the next age. Darn. Okay. So yeah, Sleeping Beauty because of Maleficent. No. Yes. Nope. Cinderella. It'd be Cinderella.
Cinderella. Yeah.
Maybe Cindy. I'd pick Cindy of the Silver Age. I'd definitely pick Cindy.
Ella.
All right. So you said. Sorry. What did you say, Ashley?
I think that once again we are blending eras.
She did two eras. She did the silver and the golden.
And because I named all the silver ones and you said no.
Here, I'll send you the link that I'm looking at.
The silver era is not what. Where is Lady and the Tramp?
I don't know. Let me look.
I had the list.
It's the silver era is Cinderella, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, 101 Dalmatians, The Sword and the Stone, and Jungle Book. It's 1950 to 1967. Actually, I do love Peter Pan.
Ma'am. Okay, so
Sleeping Beauty.
Then I changed my answer to Jungle Book.
I like that movie too. I like all
That's
of them.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice. I think if I was... So that's what I was going to ask, if you like the Jungle Book, because you said the music was one of the things that you didn't really jive with. And I'm like, the music for most of the...
It's not the individual songs. It's the character move about music.
What? Okay. You don't like Jungle Book? You don't like animated characters dancing?
No, it's not, they're not dancing, they're just moving about.
Oh, it's just like scene music.
Yeah, I don't like the flutes and all of that stuff when
Yeah.
they're just moving around. I
You
don't
know,
like it.
it's like they're changing scenes. Like, let's say you're on a stage and they're changing the set. They play
Nope.
I
I think it's no, she just means the underscore. She doesn't like the like
underscore most of the movie.
when Lady was a puppy and she was going through her bedtime training routine. Yeah,
Yeah.
all
Yeah,
of that
they do
stuff.
that when they change the scene.
I do not like it. They do it in the scene. In the scene is the part that I'm saying I don't
Reminds
like.
me of when they made plays. Like, that might be why they do that. Like, it reminds me of plays. Like, when things are changing, the time is changing, lady's growing, she's going through it. Like, that's what they do in plays, older plays, not like new age stuff.
Yeah, I think it's the underscore that you don't like because
Yeah, I don't like it.
it's the orchestration. It's funny because they got, they had a full orchestra that recorded separately from like the songs that was, and they usually had that with the animation. So a lot of the things are animated to the music. So I think it's interesting that you don't like music.
Yeah,
It's
I don't like
like
it.
anime, and then maybe that's what you don't like is because like it's like drops of water and it's like the notes are each drop.
Yeah. Don't
Yeah,
like
so
that.
yeah, the syncopated rhythm of the art and the music is that's
It's
interesting.
like I see that the dog has stumbled. You don't have to play stumble music.
Oh, yeah, it's just
And then
it's
the
that's the
hour long
time.
credits before the movie even starts with the orchestra
Okay,
and the
they
choir
want you to
singing.
watch the credits. Y'all don't watch the credits now. Look at y'all complaining about the credits now. It's so that people could see all the people who put so much hard work
Okay, Melanie,
into
was She-Hulk
making this.
in the credits? My issue is that they could have made the show a little bit longer because the credits is super long. It takes up that time. They could have just made the movie longer, the TV show longer, and put credits in the beginning. And put credits in the end, like normal TV shows.
I kind of like that they just start the show and all we get is the Marvel thing. Kind of like that with the Marvel shows anyway. I think it's funny. I think it's funny, but based on what Christy said about some of the dialogue that probably wouldn't fly today, I think the next foray into old movies should be The Great Mouse Detective.
I
I thought we already watched
that.
that. Which one did we just watch that had mice all through it?
Have not seen that in years. Oh man.
What did we watch that had mice all through it?
I have no idea. I don't
There
remember.
was the rat villain.
Oh, yeah. We did do, but Christy didn't do it. Did Christy do it? Was Christy here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not remember doing that.
Yeah, it happened. It happened.
Okay.
That's
Well, my other alternative to that was going to be inappropriate scenes was going to be. I mean, I guess we could do. Well, no, you say you don't want to. Well, no, I don't want to do the Fox and the Hound yet. We just did Bambi. Oh man, I just had it in my head. Are you sure we did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because how else would I know that there was a rat villain if we
True.
didn't just watch it? Because I'm not watching it on my own.
Yeah,
Oh, really? You just wouldn't watch it on your own? Exactly. Why wouldn't you just watch it?
not watching that.
All right. Okay. I guess we can do Oliver and Company.
I like that one.
Nice.
I've seen a lot of Disney movies. My God.
But we're gonna go back to the older ones. Oh no, I remember what it was now.
I've seen that. I've seen all of the ones in
When's the last time you saw Pinocchio?
I like that movie too. That's been a while for me.
Actually,
I have never watched Pinocchio.
my God. Yeah, so
I think that that's what we should be doing.
That is the golden era, Pinocchio. Yeah, that'd be a good movie to watch. I like it.
Also, there's a live action one coming out soon, so you need to prep yourself anyway.
I saw that. They're putting it right on Disney Plus. I think it comes out the 8th.
Perfect.
Oh, Love and Thunder is getting put on Disney Plus on the 8th. Yeah, right. September 8th.
Awesome. Okay, so that works perfectly. Watch Pinocchio and then watch the live action.
Only reason I'm and what? Down for watching live action, Pinocchio. Pinocchio is because Tom Hanks, and he better have a substantial part in this movie. Geppetto go on the adventures with Pinocchio.
Wait, what? You first of all, you've never seen Pinocchio, so you have no idea. Okay. Watch Pinocchio, the animated version, and then watch the new one. I'm very interested in your in what you feel about it. And then you too, Christy, watching it again after a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pinocchio's interesting.
Pinocchio's when are we going to go through the Pixar catalog? That's what I'm interested in.
We will. We'll get there. We will get there. We need to understand the past before we can move to the future. Oh, I'm just kidding. No, I want to fill in your Disney repertoire.
Okay.
Only because sometimes those Pixar movies make callbacks to these older movies, and it's just nice to know the Easter egg.
Okay.
All right, ladies, it has been a fun evening. We will gather together next week, talk some more She-Hulk and Pinocchio.
Perfect.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.